Lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
And a woman likes to put on good-looking clothes, spend maybe a little more time than average in front of the mirror getting ready, so she likes to
primp.
But interestingly enough, we probably wouldn't use that term about men, would we?
Not at all.
And so if a man likes to look his best, and maybe he wants just a little more attention to it than average, do we have any terms that we'd use?
He admires himself in the mirror.
What's so funny?
Well, I can't tell you right now.
Why?
It's a secret.
Oh. She's teasing you.
Huh?
She's teasing you.
I'm nudging.
Now, what would you call the small other container that you would carry coins in?
A purse for a woman and a wallet for a man. Okay.
And for decoration, what might a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelets or a wristwatch.
And a woman very often will wear something made up of a lot of little things strung together and used around the neck.
A necklace.
And if it's made of individual little round things, we might also call it a...
beads.
And what, how would we describe how it comes? It's a wad of beads, a...
string of beads.
And what do men sometimes use to hold up their trousers?
A belt.
Or
suspenders.
Would you ever have used or heard around here the term galluses?
Yes, that's an old term.
But it would be for the same thing?
Yes.
And how about braces?
I've never heard of it.
And if it rains, you hope you have a...
umbrella.
What's the last thing you put on a bed when you make it up?
The counterpane.
And any other terms that might be used around here for that?
Spread.
And then when you make up the bed, at the head of it, you put your...
pillows.
And when you go to bed at night, you lay your head down on a...
pillow.
Earlier, some people used to use a long piece that went across the entire bed behind the pillows. Did you all use that?
No. We had what we called a feather bed. Have you got anything in there about that? You know what that is?
How would you describe that?
A feather bed. It's usually ticking. And ticking is a hard surface denim type cotton material, usually striped. Mm-hmm. And long time ago, when they killed a chicken, or they plucked the geese, they took the feathers and out, and I guess they put them in the sunshine, and then they put them in this material and spread them around, and that's, if they put a lot, then you had a feather bed. Later on, you could get a bed that was quilted on one side, and you called it a feather mattress. On the other side, it was a feather bed. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice to sleep in when it was cold.
Sounds nice. And what else would you put on a bed, maybe for warmth, besides the comforter?
Blanket or comforter.
And things made out of patchwork.
Quilts.
Did your mother make quilts? Did you make them?
I've never made any. My mother used piece quilts and had them quilted.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the patterns that might have been used in this area? Or were there certain ones that were popular here?
I'll have one that I'll show you. I have a Martha Washington.
I've never seen that.
Garden. Haven't you ever seen one of those? Oh, the little pieces. The one that she made me are about not 3/4 of an inch across. Mm-hmm. And it is beautiful. I had the top for a number of years, and I finally found somebody who would quilt it. And then I finished it, bound it myself. Oh, you had the double wedding ring, and when I was a child, she made me the Dutch boy and girl.